the favorites from the Action Network. I am Chad Millman. This is the Super Contest Edition, which means it's Friday, which means my beautiful brother, Blackjack Fletcher, is in the studio with me. And we are going to run through our five picks for the Westgate Las Vegas Super Contest so we can win $1.4 million.
That's funny.
Which means every pick is precious. As you can hear, Blackjack is with me. I missed you, man.
I missed you, too.
As is our custom, we are wining and dining today. You brought in some Chick-fil-A. It's lunchtime. I had the grilled chicken.
Hold on. No, I brought you a grilled chicken deluxe sandwich. You proceeded to open it up and pull the piece of chicken out with your hands and eat it like a barbarian, leaving the roll, lettuce, tomato, cheese, and bacon there. I also brought you a fruit cup and a Western Sun blueberry lemonade vodka drink in a can, which when you opened and took your first sip, your first word was egad.
Listen, I don't like to eat too many processed foods, so I try to stay away from, like, you know, white flour, like the bread.
Jesus and Christ.
I'm not a big bacon guy. And,
shocking.
You know, there's a lot of cheese that I don't like to eat a lot of cheese. It's like too much fat. So I like, if I can get like a nice serving of protein, I'm going to go for it. And the fruit cup was delightful once I got it open.
Which you couldn't open. You needed me to open it for you.
It was, that cap was on really tight. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Chick-fil-A is doing with their caps, but man. Why isn't Chick-fil-A sponsoring this podcast? Like,
they really should be. Hey, Chick-fil-A, alcohol companies, anyone out there.
Seriously.
Sponsor this.
Get on it.
I will whore your products out like a champ.
Listen, can we not, let's not like say
what?
It that way. We
what?
Will skillfully and thoughtfully share with
I'm
our
a whore
listeners.
It out.
Skillfully and thoughtfully share with our listeners all of the benefits of their particular product, as we have done for so many sponsors before.
We have, and if you're a liquor company, I'll go you one better. I'll drink your liquor walking down the streets of Manhattan to the point where I get an open container citation because of your liquor. It's my promise to you.
Why don't we say hello to the best part of the podcast? That would be Georgina.
Good morning, boys. So I had a nightmare the other day. It was that you did a podcast without me, and when you did it, you picked Blake Bortles as a road favorite and went 1-4 in the Super Contest. My goodness, I'm glad it was just a nightmare.
That was a nightmare week. Everything went wrong. You know why I think it went wrong? Number one,
I had forgotten
that we actually chose the Steelers in the Super Contest, and then on Sunday morning I bet the Broncos.
Oh, you mean the game you talked me into taking? The one where I told you I leaned Denver and you were like, no, Pittsburgh.
Really? Oh my
God.
Are
you fucking kidding me?
Oh my God.
You were on the phone with me telling me, I told you the Steelers have this hiccup. They're on the road. It's a tough building. And you're like, no, they've already had the hiccup. It happened earlier in the year. You bet the Broncos? You shit.
I don't believe what you're saying. We're going to have to go back to the podcast to hear that because I swear to God, yesterday someone in the office said
you
to me.
You sat there and said, I want to bet on good teams.
Somebody in the office said to me, boy, you guys went 1-4 last week. I'm like, yeah, I can't even remember who we picked. And he said to me, well, you got the Steelers. I'm like, fucking Blackjack. He's always taking the square side.
It was you! That was all you!
You know what I think we can agree on here? The problem last week was Matt Ford.
No, the problem is we weren't together.
Matt Ford reading the picks was the problem. We didn't have Georgina. We have Georgina. And listen, you guys are reviewing the show on iTunes, and it's amazing. And Georgina is going to read one of her favorites. And this one, I know she's super excited to read. Georgie girl.
A few weeks ago, I was looking forward to getting half of that $1.4 million. But I guess that's not happening anymore, is it, guys? iTunes review. User Brett711. Subject, love the pod. Vaping, drinking, and picking winners, allegedly. Millie Monster's penchant for the Bengals and redheads aside, I love Blackjack and could listen to Georgina read the phone book on an eternal loop. 5 stars. How lovely. Do they even have phone books anymore?
That was a great review. Great review, Brett. Thank you. Thank you. You're a learned man.
I mean, he didn't say anything bad about me.
You said you love Andy Dalton.
Not anymore.
Are you, like, really upset about his finger?
It's his thumb.
It's, okay, a thumb's a finger.
Is it, though? It's like, is a peanut a nut, or is it a legume? Is a thumb a finger?
A thumb's a finger, dingus.
Is a thumb? You get 8 fingers and 2 thumbs.
Jesus Christ. What do you say we start games here? Because we need to move on.
Listen, next week. Listen, also, I got to say something. Because, you know, we have more than one podcast on this network, on the Favorites Network. So we also do a podcast on Wednesdays with Bob Scucci, bookmaker to the world. Mm-hmm. And next week, if you have a bet you're considering, a parlay, a college bet, anything you want, and you want Scooch to weigh in on whether it's a good play or not, you can call this number. 203-489-6647 and leave a message. Again, this podcast is coming out on Friday. If you have a bet you are thinking about for next week, so over the weekend you're thinking about something, Monday or Tuesday you're thinking about something, call this number, 203-489-6647. Leave us a message. I will say that one of the funniest things we're doing at the Action Network right now is the college's Action Network podcast. They have a voicemail, and they will play the voicemail. They have a voicemail inbox, and they'll play the voicemails on.
Yeah, I've called that.
Yeah.
Thanks to the Colorado Buffalo's 35-year-old kicker from Australia.
People just yelling about how angry they are about bets. It is so
funny. He's a 35-year-old kicker in college football. Do you know that?
It may be the best thing we're doing at the Action
Network. He's from Australia.
By the way, the Action Network has a free app. Last week, our record was 1-4. That's disappointing. Right now, we are 29-27-4. We had a nice little run going there.
If you want the silver lining, the Thanksgiving Day games, we lost 2 games by a combined 2 points. So the Redskins and the Falcons can suck it.
I didn't want either of those games, by the way.
Two points.
I wanted the Cowboys, and I wanted
nothing
to do
with the Falcons. No, you did not. Shut up. No, you did not. You thanked me for talking you into reality, grounding you, which even I told you was asinine.
For thanking you?
No, for me being the thing that grounds you.
It takes all perspective.
Can we get Revelle in here yet? I'm done with him.
We did hire Darren Revelle. It's a big deal. Could replace me any second on this podcast.
We are only one nerdy white guy away from Mike Greenberg. We are climbing the ladder. We got Millman. We got Revelle. Greenberg is next. Listen, coming for you, Greeny. I'm coming. Your wife's name's Stacy. His wife's name's Stacy. You both live in Connecticut. I'm coming, Greeny.
Can we get to the games, please?
Chicago at New York Giants, Bears by 5.5.
Pass.
Give me the Giants, 5.
No, pass. Don't be an ass clown. No, pass. I don't care. It's Chase Daniel. I don't care. No, we're not touching this.
They're scoring points, man.
It's an ugly line in an ugly game. No. How many times have we been burned by the Giants? In this contest?
I bet the under in the Giants-Eagles last weekend. It worked out for me.
How many times in this contest have we been burned by the New York Giants?
The one time we didn't bet the Giants that we thought about it was when you embarrassedly said, I kind of like the Giants against the Niners. But you were too sort of timid.
Yeah, because it's never one of the 5 best bets on the board.
Too
no,
timid
pass. Thank you. Next, Georgina.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Arizona at Green Bay. Packers by 13.5.
I just puked up my Western Sun. Let's go to the next one.
Okay.
Indianapolis at Jacksonville. Colts by 4.
Colts. The Jags are donezo. Cody Kessler is starting at quarterback. The Colts are hot. Colts, lay the points. This is a double-digit win.
This is the thing about you.
Fucking am not in the mood for this today.
What are you in the mood for?
I am not in the mood for this
What are
today.
You in the mood for?
This is the easiest game on the board.
What?
The Jaguars have quit. They are done. Cody Kessler is their quarterback. Cody Kessler.
And I believe Leonard Fournette isn't even playing.
Yeah, he's suspended. And you don't want to lay four with the Colts. They have been blowing teams out. Teams that are actually trying to win football games. The Jaguars are done. Done. Colts, minus four. Put it on the board. I'm sending it to the proxy whether he agrees or not.
You're spicy today. Did you change your vape flavor?
No, I had an annoying experience this morning with the railroad again. Let me just say this. A little side tangent here. The Long Island Railroad.
Sidecar? Is it going to be a sidecar?
Yeah. The Long Island Railroad might be the most mismanaged operation in the entire country. Okay? We're recording this show here. Listen, we're recording this show in late morning, early afternoon, right? So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking.
I love a commuting
I'm
rant.
I'm thinking to myself.
Love it.
I'm thinking, you know what? This is great. I don't have to get up at 5 in the morning. I can spend last night watching Jack Bauer on TV until 2:30 in the morning.
Jack
drinking
Bauer.
Vodka. Okay?
Blueberry
so that's,
vodka.
That's what Blackjack does. And then he's planning on taking like a 9:45 train. And the parking garage is full. And the one across the street is full. And the one next door is full. So Blackjack winds up taking his car a mile and a half down the road, parking it in front of a Barnes & Noble, and taking a goddamn Uber back to the train station because the Long Island Railroad doesn't have any parking. They stink. Be better.
All right.
To get that out.
Let's take the Colts minus four.
Thank you.
Georgina?
Cleveland at Houston, Texans by 5.5.
Boy,
I think there's better bets.
Agreed. Where's your lean in that game?
Texan.
I lean Cleveland.
I can tell by your fancy brown and orange leather coat.
I'm wearing the leather coat because I'm wearing a t-shirt under it. A custom-made t-shirt, by the way, I went out of pocket for.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Went out of pocket for this.
Oh, my God. I wish we had visuals on this t-shirt.
We do.
Oh, my God.
You don't notice the camera right in front of you? Got the logo on the back, too.
Show me. Take it off. Show me.
My boss just asked me to take my clothes off on the air.
Oh, we barely got each other. Oh, my goodness.
Right there. Oh, actually, that feels good. It's hot as shit.
It looks a little bit like the NWA logo.
NWO, and yes, that's what it is. If you work at WWE, close your ears right now. It's a direct ripoff.
Wow. I'm good with that.
Right there. We could be selling these for $23.99 a piece, but, you know, instead we're screwing around.
You're right. We got to get in the merch business.
I sold my own merch, which was shit, last year.
Did you make any money on that?
Yeah, like $3,000.
No way.
And it was trash.
You know who would make more money on that? Ravel.
Yeah, Darren Ravel.
Yeah.
Next game.
Carolina at Tampa Bay, Panthers by 3.5.
I lean Tampa.
No.
Okay.
This game's a shit fest.
I'm not saying I want to bet it, but if you
I don't trust the Panthers
me.
Anymore. I was high on the Panthers like 3 weeks ago. Now I hate them. And the Bucks. I mean, what the hell are you getting from the Bucks week to week? You can't trust that team. No. Next.
Buffalo at Miami. Dolphins by 4.5.
No brainer. No, no.
Bills.
Brainer. This is the Dolphins.
Bills.
Dolphins.
Bills.
Dolphins.
Bills.
Better quarterback.
No.
At home.
Wrong.
Overvalued team on the other side because they just
Bills have won outright three of their last five trips
Jaguars
to Miami.
Jaguars team.
Nope. Bills
the
have
Dolphins
won. Bills have won outright three of their last
the Colts.
Five.
Ryan Tannehill, quarterback
almost
in that team,
beat the Colts.
Is a
that,
better team.
That's what you're putting up there? They almost beat the Colts?
Here's my point. This game should probably be 6.
No, it shouldn't.
Yeah.
No, it shouldn't. I disagree completely. And here's why. I have been very, very vocal about saying the Buffalo Bills have the least talented roster in the NFL, and I believe that. However, what I have also come to the realization of is that their head coach, Sean McDermott, has that team playing very hard. That team has not quit. What are you doing?
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the next game so we can move on.
This guy's sitting here holding his phone 2 feet away from his face in landscape mode. I don't even know what he's doing. He looks like an old man trying to read a dinner menu in a dark restaurant.
Listen, I have a degenerative eye disease. I went to dinner last night with some friends, and the restaurant was very dark, and I had the flashlight on the whole time, and they're all much older than me, and they kept looking at me like, what is your problem, man? And then I would flash the flashlight on the menu for them. They'd be like, I don't need it. I'm good.
Wow. This might be the last episode of the show.
It's a shame we never got Western Sun as a all right, next game.
Denver at Cincinnati, Broncos by 4.5. So Millie Monster, is Jeff Driscoll also a redhead by chance?
Denver.
Yeah. Denver. I was going to say fuck you for saying the Broncos.
Denver.
Come on. Come
It's on. Jeff Driscoll. Jeff Driscoll. Florida quarterbacks stink. Jeff Driscoll. If this was AJ McCarron, fine. Maybe I'd be with you. It's Jeff Driscoll. The Broncos have somehow, in the last 2 weeks, beat the Chargers and the Steelers. The Broncos are back in the playoff hunt. The Bengals stink.
That is exactly why you don't bet the Broncos.
No, no, no. You're just being contrarian for the sake of being contrarian and ignoring everything in the, that's in front of your eyes.
All right, sweetheart, I'll tell you this.
Maybe it's because you can't see out of your damn eyes.
I'll tell you what.
The Bengals lost with Andy Dalton to the Cleveland Browns last week, and now they don't have Andy Dalton. They've got Jeff Driscoll.
All right. Let's do it.
Denver.
We're going to bet Denver.
Christ.
But I'm telling you this right now.
You can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
You really can't be. Why would you bet Cincinnati here?
I don't want to bet Cincinnati. I'm not saying I want to bet Cincinnati. I just don't like the number.
I don't care if the number's 9.
I know, but you're a fucking square. You don't ever care if the
you
number is
You say
anything.
That, but I'm better at this than you.
Not really.
Really? Really? You want to compare our records head-to-head on what we actually bet?
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's do
Maybe when we're not recording an audio podcast for you to go on your phone.
I'm going to look at the numbers, and then I would tell people.
Go ahead. I'll just talk and fill the air here because Chad's busy playing on his phone right now. Darren, if you're listening, I really can't wait till you get here. Because this guy has worn out his welcome.
On 67 NFL plays, I am 36, 28, and 3.
Okay, great. Good for you.
What are you?
I'm busy talking to the people here, Chad, but you know what? I'll do you one better. I can multitask and do two things at once.
So,
which is
decided,
more than I can say for you.
We've decided, fine. We're going in with the Broncos at a bad number, in a bad spot, on the road, after two big wins.
How's it a bad spot, Chad?
Overvalued.
Chad, how's it
like
a bad spot
a
when the Bengals are playing their backup quarterback who's never started a game? How's that a bad spot?
No, listen.
How's it a bad spot, Chad?
You win. You win.
You're goddamn right I win.
Great. Great.
Man, I did not wake up this morning anticipating this being this contentious.
So right now we have two games, the Colts and the Broncos.
Yeah.
What are you feeling about Baltimore, Atlanta? Multitasker. Can you do both?
Hate it.
Okay, me too. Moving on.
Baltimore.
Hold on.
Atlanta,
hold on.
By one.
Georgina, I am so sorry. I'm like so worked up. I'm so angry right now. We skipped that one, Georgina. I'm sorry. Let's go on to the next one.
Los Angeles Rams at Detroit. Rams by 9.5.
Detroit.
This motherfucking guy. I really don't know if I can do this. I really don't know if I can do this today. This is the guy who last week gave us all the lecture, and that includes the millions of listeners out there, about how he wanted to bet on good teams. I want to bet on good teams, says Chad Millman. And the word that just came out of his tiny little mouth was Detroit.
It's Detroit.
No, it's not. You either take the Rams or you pass it. You don't take Detroit.
You want to bet on a bad defense that gets worse against Pro Bowl caliber quarterbacks. They have one defensive player just playing well.
I'm going to borrow a phrase from your beautiful wife. Don't. Okay? You're going to compare. You're going to call the Rams defense bad and say the Lions defense is better. You're going to say Matthew Stafford's a Pro Bowl quarterback. Not this year. Not this year. He's not a Pro Bowl quarterback this year. No, you either take the Rams or you pass.
We'll take the Lions in this game.
No, we won't.
Mark it down. We're taking the Lions.
We will not. Let's move on. Georgina, what's next?
Kansas City at Oakland, Raiders by 3.
Lay.
Just kidding.
All the points.
No.
Chad, stop. Please, I'm begging you. I am begging you. How many times do we have to do this thing where you sit around and say that bad teams catching a lot of points is the sharp side? It's the right side. And then the good teams cover. They cover. Chad, Andy Reid off a bye is like the best head coach ever off a bye. He's going against the Raiders, who are awful. Kansas City is off a loss. They are going to win this game, I'm going to say right now, by 23 points. 23 points they win by.
All right, two things.
You're out of your mind. Lay it.
Two things.
Fuck.
Number one. Just because you change your name and call yourself Blackjack and wear a cowboy hat and sunglasses and make your own t-shirts and championship belts.
Yeah, because our company doesn't do those things, so someone has to.
Doesn't mean...
Mr. Chief Content Officer.
That you are a sharp better.
Also, just taking plus numbers doesn't make you a sharp better.
I don't want the Chiefs.
Because you know what? I've heard your friend Bob Scucci say on these very airwaves to our millions and millions of listeners that fading the public is not a good strategy because the public wins about 50% of the time.
All right.
So the trick is, Chad, try to find the spots where they're right and the spots where they're wrong.
Fuck you.
Kansas City wins this game by 1,000.
Fuck you. Here's what we're going to do.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you harder.
Now we're making it personal. We're going to take the Chiefs.
I'll break you in half.
We're going to take the Chiefs in this game. And you're going to give me plus 23 for another $100.
Deal.
Moving on.
New York Jets at Tennessee, Titans by 7.5.
We've been hurt by both of these teams.
Fuck you, I hate you.
I hate you more.
I don't want to bet this game.
I don't either. Next.
Minnesota at New England, Patriots by 5.
This is going to be... There is a lot of tension in this room right now.
Lay the Patriots.
A lot of this is shtick.
You gotta.
But there's some tension in the room right now.
You have to lay the Patriots.
Go ahead. Come on, do it.
If you don't,
come on.
Lay the Patriots.
Let's go, pretty boy.
At home against the Vikings with Rob Gronkowski playing back at tight end, Bill Belichick. 2 weeks off of a bye is the greatest coach in the history of the AFC East in week 14.
That might have been your longest one. Good stamina.
Fuck you.
Something your wife's never said. Actually, I like Minnesota here.
Me too. Let's do it.
Yeah. Minnesota gets... a lot of pressure on the quarterback, especially with Everson Griffen back now. And that, I mean, I don't know if you've noticed this in the Patriots games, but I'm a little concerned about how much pressure is getting put on Brady.
A lot.
Like, they're hitting him a lot. And for a 41-year-old guy, like, he's taken a lot of hits. And Minnesota, with that defense kind of rounding into shape now, like they're getting healthier, I think they're going to cause a lot of problems for him. The only question I have is obviously, you know, Kirk Cousins has just been spitting the bit all over the place this season in big games. But if he can just keep it under control, the Vikings, I think, have a chance to win this game.
Cosine, we got a game here. Finally got a game. Next up.
San Francisco at Seattle, Seahawks by 9.5.
Ugh, just awful.
What do we got next?
Los Angeles Chargers at Pittsburgh, Steelers by 3.5.
The Chargers can go straight to hell and bring the Steelers with them.
Yeah, I gotta tell you.
These two teams in the last 2 weeks have given it to us raw.
So hard. In the worst possible way.
Both of them.
I don't even know why we were on the Steelers.
You made that call.
The Broncos were completely the right side
in
that game.
I told you that.
I don't know about that.
Play the tape, Chad.
Georgina.
Washington at Philadelphia. Eagles by 6.5.
Here's what we should do. We're not betting this game. So what we should do is go back to the games in which we have some debate going.
All right.
That would be...
He's been on his phone this entire show.
Cleveland and Houston. Listen.
The entire show.
I'm reading the games.
Trying to read the games.
I'm not like texting people. I'm not Darren
Revelle. Yeah, because nobody wants to text you.
I can't text and tweet and Instagram and talk to you at the same time.
Yeah, because nobody wants to hear from you.
You're just being mean to me today.
Well, you're kind of being a dick.
You're a dick.
I'm going to friend your wife on Instagram after this.
She'll be like, why is that idiot with the fake name Instagramming me right now?
I don't think that'll be her reaction at all. Cleveland, Houston. I mean, listen, you could try to talk me into Houston. I'm not like married to the Browns here, but
it's going to be the Lions plus 9.5.
No, it's not. And how many do we have? Do we have
four.
Three? Four?
We have four. We have the Colts minus 4. That's a loser. We have Denver minus 4.5. Another loser. We have the Chiefs by minus 15.5. Boy. That's a big stinking honk a loser.
Really?
And we got
how many times have the Chiefs not covered a spread this year, Chad?
We got Vikings plus 5.
How many times?
Vikings plus 5.
Chad, how many times?
Well, I don't want to dig in my phone right now and insult you and look for the math.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Good job, sweetheart. You want to talk?
I'm at a loss.
You want to talk?
I'm at a loss.
We have to talk. This is an audio product.
I'm at a loss.
Why do you like Houston?
I don't actually love Houston in that game.
Jesus Christ. All right, here's my take on this game.
The game we're taking is the Lions.
No. No.
You are an idiot.
No.
And a bona fide idiot.
So you want the Rams off a bye. You want to take the Lions with 9.5 points playing the LA Rams off a bye.
I don't think I've been unclear about what I want in this game. Once.
Fine, you want it? Fine, take it. Take it. Take it. It's on you. Same way the Steelers game last week was on you, this is on you.
All right.
Lions, put it on the board.
I guess we're done.
This guy stinks.
Asshole.
Jerk.
All right, so our games. Colts, minus 4 on the road. That's a fucking winner.
That's the best game we've got, Chad.
Denver.
The Jaguars quit.
Denver, minus 4.5 on the road.
Jeff Driscoll.
The Rams, the Lions, plus 9.5 at home.
That's a good one.
That's the right side.
Yeah,
the
right side.
Chiefs, minus 14.5 with a little side action. Chad getting the Chiefs plus 23. It's a time where the fucking big mouth is going to get in trouble. Chad plus 23.
I can't wait to take more of your money.
The Vikings plus 5. Those are our games, right?
Yeah.
Those are the five games. Should I repeat them? Are we good?
You should stop talking.
That has been our podcast for today. Thank you for listening to The Favorites. We have shows every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Listen, don't forget to review the podcast. Georgina is going to read the best ones. Subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, radio.com, or wherever you get your shows. Also, call the Scooch Hotline. Tell us what bet you're making, and he will review it for you. 203-489-6647. On Monday, Blackjack will be filling in for me when he hosts it with Paul LaDuca and Jeff Schwartz to set up the Parlay Show.
Because Chad's too busy.
Until then.